Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian Angels founder and leader.
Attorney, radio, talk show host.
Fox News contributor Ebony Williams.
On this side of the law.
Both sides have extremists.
On that side of the law.
To the millions, I feel this is problematic.
Turn it up.
Every story in the city matters. Every moment of the day matters. Every conversation matters. Curtis and Ebony. Curtis Sliwa.
Now, putting aside the politics.
And Ebony K. Williams.
They don't make Band-Aids for hurt feelings.
The stories. The stories. The moments. The conversation.
I fought the law and the law won.
The new midday show. 77 WABC.
Car is stolen. Registration. Cops patrolling. Patrolling. Now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No.
7 minutes after 12. Obviously, somebody on Curtis and Ebony got locked up this morning. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't me. So I'm, you know, minding my business over my morning coffee, getting ready for the show's rundown, when I get a text message from Justin B. Love, our producer here, that says, yeah, Curtis just got arrested. Okay, so delightful. I got to tell you something. Boy, was I excited. Oh, man, I was so happy. I said, okay, great. This is exactly what he deserves. All this smack talking he's been doing. I mean, this is just rich. This is so rich. This, Curtis, you've been smearing my people, saying, oh, it's black people's fault that we dirty up the train with Chinese food and fried chicken. It's black people's fault because they don't tip when they go out to eat. It's black people's fault because, oh, black women have attitudes. And then the most prevailing black stereotype of all, criminality. The two co-hosts for Curtis and Ebony, and the black one didn't get arrested, but Curtis Sliwa, he was so bored with the news cycle, I suppose, he decided he'd mix things up, and he'd go get himself arrested. So I was so excited, because I thought I was going to get to do Curtis and Ebony all by my lonesome, and he wouldn't even give me that, because Curtis Sliwa, by golly, you lucky son of a gun, you made it out just in time for the show.
Diva girl. Sister with an attitude, oh. Ebony K for Kim Kardashian Williams. Oh. You couldn't be more hopelessly wrong, as we are high atop Madison Square Garden, the great facilities provided to us for this broadcast by NJDiet.com. What I was doing, Ebony K. Williams, was a fiduciary duty.
Ooh. Look at that legalese.
What my brand new title has brought me to. And that is as the New York State Reform Party chairman. Oftentimes, we're embroiled in battles with other parties about candidates that we've given our line to or candidates that they've given their line to. And there are challenges because the New York State electoral system is very Byzantine. It's the worst in the nation. Hmm. One of the reasons that we have the Reform Party, we want to change that. So to explain it. As the New York State Reform Party chairman, we were alerted by the Board of Elections that the mayor, through his appointee, Steve Richmond, he's the big shot there, the big shot caller, was challenging our Reform Party's right to have as a mayoral candidate Sal Albanese in the general election. Mm-hmm. Now, Sal is a lifelong Democrat, liberal, progressive. He is challenging the mayor in the Democratic primary. The mayor doesn't like that. In fact, the Daily News has a story today in which he's saying, I don't even know if I want to debate Sal Albanese. He doesn't want to debate him because Sal is good with the issues, and he knows where all of de Blasio's political bones are buried and who buried them. So put that aside. So the mayor, through his flunky on the Board of Elections, Steve Richmond, moves to remove Sal Albanese from the general election on the Reform Party line that I'm the state chairman for. So I say to the members of the executive committee, wait a second. You know, we're the new Jack. We're the newest third party. But there are other third parties. Let's explore if these third parties actually did exactly what we did and if their candidates can be bumped.
You're looking for president. Yeah.
Right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Sure.
And we came upon a very powerful third party, the Working Families Party. Very liberal, very progressive. I know many of the people in the party. But they were guilty of the same thing that we were being charged of. And 4 years ago, they gave their line to Bill de Blasio. 4 years before that, Billy Thompson versus de Blasio. And there were never any questions, never any challenges.
Total precedent, yeah.
So we decided through our attorney, Richard Luthman, that we would take this to New York State Supreme Court. Let it be adjudicated. Let a judge make this decision. Minardo, out in Richmond County in Staten Island. But Judge Minardo tells Richard Luthman, okay, you have to make sure that the mayor is served, that the public advocate, Tish James, is served,
sure,
and that the city controller, Scott Stringer, is served. But they have to be personally served.
By you.
Yes. And Richard Luthman, our attorney for the New York State Reform Party, explained this. He goes, it's not good enough. We can't do it through a process server. Right. It can't be done through a surrogate. You can't give it to a third party like a mayoral assistant. You have to personally serve the mayor. So I knew I'll get to Gracie Mansion, where the mayor resides with his family at taxpayers' expense. It's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm outside of the gates in Carl Schurz Park. And I speak to the sergeant who's in charge of the detail, who I've known for years. And I say, Sarge, I'm here to serve the mayor with these legal papers. He looks at it, he goes, oh, Judge Minardo. Yeah, in Staten Island. Oh, Richard Luthman. I know both these guys. Wow, boy, there's a lot of papers here. He goes, I'll get somebody to come down and speak to you on that. He goes, I say, look at the order. The order to show cause is I must serve him personally. He goes, no, I understand. So I'm
mistake
standing.
Number one, by the way, which I'll get to later in the in your breakdown.
Right. Then I asked, I said, Sarge, by the way, is the mayor up yet? It was 7:30 in the morning. The mayor was still sleeping.
Beauty rest. He's got to get his beauty rest, Curtis.
Imagine. Everyone else in this city that never sleeps is up. They're at them. Sure. They're multitasking. You were
working.
Up.
I was already right. Working, excited that you were going to be off because you'd got locked up.
Right.
Oh, man.
I was up at 5. Now, with me was my girlfriend, Nancy Regula, who's an attorney herself. And she goes, oh, this will go easy. I've served people many times. I said, Nancy, what looks easy won't be easy because when the mayor wakes up and he finds out I'm outside, he will be a pretentious asshole as he always is, and he will make a easy process serving difficult. She goes, no. And the sergeant goes, no. This happens all the time. So now it's 8 o'clock, and it's time for the mayor to wake up. Time for him to get up, you know, because now he's got to get ready to get in the SUV with all the police security personnel and go over to the Slow Park Slope to do his daily
do his workout. It's time to hit the gym.
Right. And then go across the street for his coffee and his croissant before he heads to City Hall. He normally gets to City Hall about 11:30. That's half a person's working day.
Correct. It's lunchtime. Gets there around lunchtime.
Now it's 8:20, and I see it. The SUVs are starting up, you know, like the start of the Indianapolis 500. So I say to the sergeant, what happened to the guy, the mayoral aide, who was going to talk to me? The mayor has decided he will not be served by you. Nancy goes, I can't believe this. This is normal pro forma. I said, Sergeant, you lied to me. You said to me that an assistant would come down. They have decided they're not talking to you, that you will not serve the mayor personally.
Because it's you. I mean, that's the only reason.
More than likely.
Of course, that's the reason.
So I stand in front of the SUVs. Now, the gate is still closed in front of Gracie Mansion, but their lights are on, all the bells and whistles are on. They're ready to pull out as soon as the mayor comes downstairs and gets into his SUV. So I'm standing in front of the SUVs like the Chinese student did in front of the T-2 Soviet tank, remember, in Tiananmen
yes,
Square.
I was going to say, listen, you've got to see this picture. You've got to go to Curtis and Ebony, go to WABC's page. You will see this picture of Curtis in front of these iron gates, in front of the SUVs, like it's the French Revolution.
Right,
continue.
So I'm holding up the legal papers, and they're so heavy, I'm getting a double hernia, holding them up. I'm waving to the SUVs. The mayor comes down, you know, Big Bird himself, and he doesn't acknowledge me. He's only 50 feet away. But his wife is with him. His wife starts waving to
me. That's hilarious.
Like, this is homecoming. This is bizarro.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know if she's saying anything. I can't hear it, but she's waving to me. I'm waving back to legal papers. I say, Mrs. de Blasio, I have to serve your husband. I have to serve your husband. And she's waving like it's homecoming. She gets into the SUV, so I figure maybe there's a chance
He probably was so mad she did that and like was even acknowledging you.
So
she probably got reamed.
The sergeant leaves the guard shack again and says, Sliwa, I'm ordering you for the last time, get out of the way of the SUVs or we will have to arrest you. I said, look, I am here to serve the mayor. Look, Judge Minardo has issued a court order that it must be personally served. I'm here. I was here when the mayor was sleeping. I was here when he woke up at 8. And I'm here as he's ready to go to the gym in Park Slope. You must take the service. He goes, we are not taking your service. And that's when you see on the video, they start grappling with me. The sergeant, who's in plain clothes, and two uniformed police officers. And they're trying all their jiu-jitsu moves, you know, their UFC moves. It's like, for real? Come on, guys.
And Nancy's recording this.
Yeah, Nancy, yes. She's in shock. She can't believe this. She goes,
does she know who she's dating? Of course they're going to. This is going to end in an arrest.
Yeah, but remember, she served dozens of people.
She is not you, Curtis. You're something extra with you.
So she's filming it, and these guys, you know, they're trying to, you know, out-macho me, and that's a big mistake. So we're wrestling back and forth. And then they give me, like, just a little window of opportunity. And I toss the heavy legal papers right at the SUV that the mayor is in. It lands on the wheelchair windshield. It bounces off. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, I'm serving you, Mr. Mayor. I'm serving you. Let everyone know I have served the mayor.
Hilarious.
And that's when they put me in, like, a half Nelson. And they put my arms behind my back. And they cuff me.
Mm.
And I said, what's the charge, Sarge? He goes, when you go to the 19th precinct, we'll figure it out. It takes him about 15 minutes. Four squad cars roll up, 19th precinct. 20 cops get out. I said, what do you think? This is Pablo Shorty Guzman? I said, hey, it's Curtis Sliwa.
It's just little old Curtis.
I'm your friend, right? But they had already looked at my priors. Remember, I've been
arrested. You've got 77?
76, and this makes 77. Mm. And many of the times I was charged in the early days of the Guardian Angels resisting arrest with the police, which means I was assaulting
them. Being hostile. Yeah.
As they were assaulting me, giving me wooden shampoos and concrete facials.
Mm.
So the new cops, they see this. They're terrified. They're holding on to their tasers. They're holding on to their batons. I said, you need an army to come? I'm already in cuffs.
Mm.
So they calm down a little bit. We go to the 19th precinct. They check my background to make sure I don't have any outstanding warrants. They see all of my prior arrests, so it took them a month of Sundays. And then they gave me what is called a disappearance ticket, a desk appearance ticket. So I have to be back in court on September 25th.
Yeah, you got an
criminal court in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's going to be your arraignment. You'll get your charges formally read to you. Probably plead guilty or not guilty. It'll be great.
Oh, no, this is not guilty. How do you charge? How can I plead guilty to delivering under court order by Judge Minardo of Richmond County, Staten Island, who issued a court order that I had to personally serve the mayor with these New York State court papers?
Sure.
So how am I in the wrong?
Well, Curtis, they told you to get out of the way. They told you that they weren't going to accept the service. So what you should have done is then left and just try again. And this is, I've had to serve people as well that didn't want to be served, because who really wants to be served? You should have put that big, heavy stack of papers there in a Krispy Kreme donut box, okay? Should have been standing out there with Nancy in your garb, your red track jacket. We'll get to that later in the show. Your best friend, Kat Timpf, had a scuffle last night at herself. And you should have said, Mr. Mayor, I got some donuts for you. And then he would have come over. Who doesn't like Krispy Kreme?
No, hold on a second. Before the mayor would have gotten to the box, the dozen crispy donuts, all the cops there would have eaten the donuts up, because they live to eat donuts.
No, you said these are special donuts for de Blasio, okay? And then as soon as he reaches out to take them, Mr. Mayor, you've been served. Boom. I've done it a million times, Curtis. It works very, very well. See, you should have talked to me before you did this. That's what you get. That's exactly what you get for trying to go it alone. You should have talked to me. I would have had you straight.
Well, let's find out from our many listeners. The legal Weisenheimer here, Ebony K. Williams, says that I should have served first a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Special for the mayor.
Special for the mayor, and hidden in it, the papers, right?
Exactly. That's how you get them.
And I say that strategy wouldn't work, because if the cops saw the donuts, they would have grabbed the donut box and would have started munching on the donuts, and the paperwork would have immediately disappeared. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. Ladies and gentlemen, was I right to be arrested by serving this pretentious asshole, the mayor, with legal documents as I was ordered to by Judge Minardo in State Supreme Court in Staten Island? Or should I opt it for the Ebony K. Williams?
Yeah, the donut okey-doke. That's the best service in the world, Curtis. By the way, when we come back, I want to tell you how I think it's so unfair and so unjust that you got out so quick. I mean, boy, I was so excited for my opportunity to sit here by myself today. But oh no, you had to spoil that, and you got here with like 40 minutes to spare. But oh, you talk about, what's it, complexion being protection. I got something to say about that.
Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. If you need to know more, go to the Curtis and Ebony Facebook page. You can actually see the photos of me getting arrested and the video. And then obviously you can comment on that also simultaneously to our discussion right here on Curtis and Ebony, Monday through Fridays, 12 to 3, 5 days a week. It's your place to be, WABC.
Bring the noise!
Studio View and WABCRadio.com.
In the spirit of trying to connect,
a great way to see an angel and a beauty.
There's no doubt.
Take a listen. Take a peek.
Turn it up!
Curtis and Ebony, 77 WABC.
Back from the Hooskow, having been arrested earlier today on the orders of Mayor de Blasio outside Gracie Mansion as I was trying to serve him with legal papers as the New York State Reform Party chairman.
Oh, poor Curtis.
And just in case they would have decided to lose my paperwork, as they've done on many of my 76 previous arrests, I brought my soap on a rope.
Oh, God!
You can actually see it's Irish Spring soap.
That looks disgusting.
In honor of all the Irish cops out there who've given me wooden shampoos and concrete facials, you can go to WABCRadio.com/live. That's WABCRadio.com/live. And see my soap on a rope, my Irish Spring, in honor of all the cops who used to flatten me on a regular basis.
Curtis, how old is that bar of soap?
Oh, this goes back to about 1980.
That's disgusting.
1980. To the phones, though, we go. First up in the queue is Joe Giuseppe calling from Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony K. Williams here at WABC. Joe.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, Ms. Williams. Curtis, I'm really surprised. First of all, it's not a wooden shampoo. It's a wood shampoo. Your head might be wooden, but anyway. I'm surprised they did not charge you with what we call felony discon. And you get charged with the Holy Trinity. Disorderly conduct with discon, which is a violation. Resisting arrest, which is a misdemeanor. And then the attempted assault on a police officer, which is a felony.
Joe's trying to put the book at you, Curtis.
No, Joe, I expected all of that and possibly more. Because, you know, they could have said disturbing the peace, unlawful assembly, obstruction of government administration.
Because you've got 76 long.
I'm used to that.
Ridiculous.
But I think saner minds prevailed in Corporation Council at City Hall when they probably said to the mayor on his way to the Park Slope Gym in the SUVs, Why didn't you just take the paperwork? It's a court order. Judge Minardo ordered him to personally serve you.
Because people like to play games when it comes to stuff like that. Curtis, trust me, I've seen it a million times. You should have just put it in the Krispy Kreme box, and we really wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Joe, he's right, Ebony. That never would have made it past the cops.
Oh, dang. Come on, Joe.
He's right. Look, this is a retired cop telling you. If I would have given the box of Krispy Kremes to the cops guarding the mayor, they would have eaten all the donuts.
This is special for Mayor de Blasio. Mayor, and wife, Charlene, come over here. I got these donuts just for you.
And Joe, his wife is waving to me like this is homecoming.
That's the best part.
She knows you're not getting near the mayor.
Unbelievable. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Next up in the queue is Ernie, who I think is calling from North Plainfield, New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC, Ern.
Hi there, Curtis. Great show. I usually agree with you, but today I got to give it to Ebony. Less muscle, more schmooze.
Thank you, Ernie. Yeah, you catch more bees with honey, okay? Not vinegar, Curtis. So all this tough guy, reform putty guy, all this stuff,
Ernie.
You should have just gave him the donut box,
Ernie, didn't
served
you hear the retired lieutenant tell you that the cops would have eaten all the donuts up before the mayor even got into his SUV?
I heard that, and maybe it could have been a box of pizza.
Exactly. Something.
A little too early in the morning for pizza.
But that's why
I think on a better day, you might have been a little bit more non-confrontational.
Confrontational.
He's confrontational every day, Ernie.
Look at the video. Go to Curtis and Ebony, the Facebook page, or go to WABCRadio.com. They have it posted there on the station website. You tell me I'm confrontational. They hogtied me and dragged me away.
Oh, you know what? Stop it. Let me tell you this, because I'm going to play this audio. We actually have the audio of what you sounded like, Curtis. And, you know, you always talk about, the special treatment for the sisters and Ebony. Oh, your complexion is your protection. Let me tell you something, Curtis Sliwa. If you looked like me, if you were my complexion, your butt would still be in lockup right now. Because listen to all this smack talking you were giving the cops.
Hey, this is what you get. You just try to serve papers to the man. They lock you up. May is late. On his way to Park Slope to do his workout. Probably won't get to City Hall till 11, and he locks me up. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. Nice guy. Stand-up guy. This is what you get in New York City. NYPD locking up a normal citizen just functioning, serving legal papers to the mayor of the city of New York. No freedom in New York City. You get locked up for serving court papers. I showed them the court papers. It's the de Blasio, Scott Stringer, Tish James. Do you think Scott Stringer and Tish James are going to have me locked up? What's the mayor afraid of? Come on, de Blasio. Just answer the court order. This is ridiculous.
Curtis Sliwa?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Curtis Sliwa, if you were a black man in America, you'd be in jail right now. You'd probably get out sometime tomorrow afternoon.
When we return, though, I need a favor from you.
Oh, Lord, here you go. Always wanting something.
When we come back.
Okay, great.
Imus in the Morning.
So far, so good.
And Curtis and Ebony.
You've got good gangs and bad gangs.
I'm going to give it to them.
On air, online, on the app.
This is really good, isn't it?
77 WABC.
Raw 38 as we continue here with Ebony K. Williams, Esquire.
Mm-hmm.
And yours truly, Curtis Sliwa. Earlier today at approximately 8:30, I was arrested in front of Gracie Mansion while serving the sleepy-eyed mayor, Bill de Blasio, with court-ordered documents, as Judge Minardo ordered me to do because of my position as the New York State Reform Party chairman. Couldn't be delivered to a process server or through a third party. Had to deliver it personally. The mayor took offense to that, had me arrested. I was charged with disorderly conduct, and I have to now go to criminal court, Manhattan, 100 Center Street, on September 25th. And I wanted to ask you, as my new partner, Ebony Kardashian Williams, if you would do me a solid.
I'm listening.
All right. As you know, I've got a problem with lawyers since I owe so many of them so much money.
That's right. You talk so much smack about them that you want us all replaced by robots anyway. Continue.
Divorce attorneys and family court attorneys, I owe $330,000.
Jeez.
So they will not represent me in any way, shape, or form.
So wait, you want me to represent you for free?
I didn't ask you yet. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Richard Luthman, who did a great job preparing these papers for the New York State Reform Party.
Oh, so that's a good lawyer.
Yeah, but they'll ask him to recuse himself because he's part of this lawsuit. It's a conflict. So the only one I have left to depend on, unless I represent myself pro se, and
which
what
is
did
a
you say?
That's a fool for a client.
All right, so you don't want me standing in front of the judge representing myself.
No, no.
So you're an attorney. You've been in criminal court and civil court.
For sure.
Can't you stand there and represent me on September 25th in criminal court in downtown Manhattan?
Let me see your paperwork.
Yeah, here it goes. Here it goes.
No, let me see this paperwork.
Oh yeah. Well, that's lighter. That's lighter on you.
All right.
Come on.
All right, Curtis Sliwa. Well, hold on. Wait a minute.
Right away, she wants, notice that, she wants a retainer.
Okay. So your court date is the 25th. All right. Let me check my calendar.
Right.
I'm
starting to bill me now?
Oh, it's a Monday. All right, Brian. It's a Monday. And it's your appearance is at 9:30 in the morning.
So that means plenty of time for you to get here for the show.
Oh.
What's the problem? Wait a second. What's the hemming and hawing for? I'm your partner here, right?
Yeah, you are, but...
you ought to do me a solid.
9:30, that's normally about when I'm having my coffee and, getting ready for the show rundown. And Justin and I are talking about which issues we want to do for the 2 o'clock. And it doesn't really work with my schedule, Curtis.
You know,
I really would love to help you out.
It doesn't really go with my schedule. It's sounding to me that you want a fat retainer.
Well, we could discuss that. I mean, for the right price, I might be convinced to get out of my bed and give up a little beauty sleep to
How
help
about,
you out.
You see, when I line up and I got to go through the metal detector, because a lot of times they let the lawyers go through real quick. But if you happen to be a defendant or you're charged, you got to go through, you got to do a squat and thrust. How about if I bring you the cup of coffee while I'm standing online there and keep it nice and warm? Come on.
You want me to represent you for a latte?
whatever you
is
want.
Is that what it is? You're so cheap, Curtis.
An El Grande, whatever you want.
A Grande,
whatever.
Skinny cinnamon,
Dolce
latte.
I'll go the whole nine yards.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
I'll consider it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, shouldn't Ebony K. Williams, Esquire, an attorney.
I do appreciate you putting some respect on my name.
Okay.
With that Esquire.
Normally I don't.
No, I know. You have no respect.
They call them liars for hire, spin doctors.
But now, just like I predicted, Curtis, by the way, on this program 2 weeks ago when you were putting all lawyers under the bus saying we were all trash and parasites to society and that a good start is a million dead lawyers at the bottom of the sea, you wanted us replaced by machines and robots. I said, everybody says that until they need one. And here you go. With the spin today, being all respectful. Look, now I'm Ebony K. Williams Esquire.
I need
that sounds different than Ebony Kardashian Williams.
I need
Williams.
The solid because I don't have the schedule. I don't have the money.
You're broke.
I am. I owe the IRS. I owe the state.
Okay.
I owe divorce attorneys, family court attorneys. Can't you do me a solid?
I got you right where I want you, Curtis. I'll think about it.
She should represent me, right? It's supposed to be a partnership, right?
I don't know about that.
Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Let's quickly go to Jeff, who's been patiently waiting in Rockland County. Welcome to Ebony K. Williams and Curtis Sliwa here on WABC. Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I've had much better days,
Jeff.
Yeah, okay. Well, you expected to get arrested anyway, didn't you?
In the back of my mind, yes, but since the mayor gets served this way all the time, because people know he sleeps in late at Gracie Mansion, so they have their process servers there, a part of me said what my girlfriend, an attorney, Nancy Regula, said was, no, he'll just accept the paperwork.
Why don't you try a less dramatic way to start with, and then it's kind of about your issue rather than about getting arrested?
Yeah, but you understand, if the mayor accepts paperwork all the time in that fashion, why should I be the exception to the rule? Why should I be arrested, Jeff?
Because he knows you don't like him. You don't want him to be reelected. You got an agenda there. It's not just about the issue. It's about an agenda that you have against the mayor, which is fine. You know, I like you most of the time. And if you have a legitimate beef with the mayor, that's a beautiful thing.
But so you have to be friends of the mayor. What does this mean? I have to make a cash contribution to him first in order for him to accept the paperwork?
No, not at all. I'm saying, try him at his office.
I'm telling you, Jeff, the donut thing would have worked if he would have just told, hey, Billy Boy, de Blasio, we've had our beef, but I'm here to make amends. I got you a hot, that's the key word, by the way, the hot dozen from Krispy Kreme.
But even as the retired lieutenant of the NYPD who called in the last half hour said, the donuts would never have gotten past the cops on his special team. They would have snarfed them right up. Let's go to Gino in the Bronx. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC. Gino.
I got some advice for you, Ebony.
Yes, sir.
Throw the case. Recommend that the judge sentence Sliwa to the Central Park Zoo and have him locked up with the other apes.
Ooh.
And that way you can have the show to yourself, and I'll substitute for Curtis that day.
Okay.
It'll be the Ebony and Gino show for one day.
Okay.
And I'll be a lot funnier than that overgrown organ grinder monkey with the red beret sitting next to you.
Whoa,
he
Gino.
Has no sense of humor, and if it was up to me, I'd send him to sitting jail.
Whoa. Curtis, I don't think Gino's your friend.
I've been locked up on Rikers Island before.
Is that with that nasty bar of soap you got sitting over there? Please
That's
keep
right.
that away.
Soap.
Don't put that over here. Keep
soap
that away from me.
Look at
that is absolutely disgusting.
And I don't do punk city.
I don't want to think about where that's been, by the way.
I don't do protective custody. You put me in the general population.
Oh, you're probably a hero behind bars.
No.
No?
No. In the Detroit House of Correction, I was there for 10 days under the orders of Mayor Coleman Young. They gave me defecation education.
No.
You know what that is?
I'm scared. I know what defecation is.
Yeah, well, they put it in a pail.
Yo!
And when you're locked up at night, they toss it right in your cell. And then they look to give you a blanket party.
How about this for our calls? Of the two of us, who's better situated and better equipped to survive 24 hours locked up? Because I know that you think I sit on my lily pad and I'm some little spoiled diva princess, Curtis. But I could do 24 hours in jail, no problem.
Yeah, but you see, you'd be in Punk City, protective custody.
What?
because you'd be afraid the bulldaggers would get at you.
The what did you call them?
The bulldaggers.
You mean the lesbians?
Yeah, the butchers.
Oh, my God.
The bulldaggers.
No, I'd be cool with them, you know. They
Oh, I'll bet. They'd like you.
Oh, no, no, but she... No,
you're fresh meat.
But you can't act afraid. You just act real cool.
No, I know. But,
yeah.
You know, they'll ask you for a favor at first, you know, for
like
the
legal
honey buns.
Legal services.
No, honey buns.
Legal services.
You know...
They want a jailhouse lawyer. I could do that.
You're sweet to them.
Oh,
you're
man.
Sweet stuff. Anyway, let's go to Carlton in Queens. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC, Carlton.
Hey, how you doing? I call in every once in a while, but my question is for Ebony. I am a professional process server.
Okay.
And I was just curious as to when you have a court order, and I don't understand the circumstances as to why he got arrested, but wouldn't that be having him arrested when he's trying to serve court order papers, wouldn't that be obstruction of government administration?
No, but here's the thing. You're right. They couldn't just arrest him only because he was trying to serve the mayor or anybody else. That's fine. Curtis got himself in trouble by jumping in front of the SUVs as they were trying to take the mayor to go do his job at City Hall and trying to be a hero looking like somebody in the French Revolution.
They were taking him to do his workout, that dope from Park Slope, you know, at the Y first. He wouldn't get to City Hall until about 10:30 or 11.
I hear you, but that's where you messed
up, Carlton. Curtis. You're absolutely right. You know,
I was ordered
by a state Supreme
so
Court
then
judge.
So then you take your paperwork and you go home, Curtis, and you try again another day.
Yeah. You got to try to come up with another way to do it. But I don't know what the papers were, but generally, after three attempts, you know, you can stick it somewhere or mail it.
Look at all this paperwork. Hey, Carlton, this is like, you got 350 pages here. This
Judge,
is ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
Judge Carlton, Judge Philip Minardo was very specific. He couldn't leave it for him, couldn't give it through a surrogate or a third party. You had to personally deliver it to the mayor, and he was 50 feet away from me. 50 feet, that wuss. Let's go to Sally, who's calling from New York. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here at WABC. Sally?
Hi, Kurt. Hi, Curtis. I love you, and I love Ebony, and I feel that Ebony should represent you.
You think so, Sally?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you think I should do it for, not for free, though? Come on, Sally.
Yes,
we got to. What? He's my friend. Do you hear how this man talks about me? Oh, my God, Sally.
Ebony, you know he's only kidding.
I know. I know it is. I know. He's a big old softy, actually.
Come on.
He's a big softy, Sally.
He's a good guy. But, yeah. Curtis, I just want to say that you didn't get arrested for serving the mayor. You got arrested because your police gave you a command and you didn't follow it.
Even Sally understands that.
Well, what are
Come
you
on,
talking
Curtis.
About?
They say, get out of the way. And
no,
you
no,
stood there
no.
like you're some hero.
A court order trumps whatever the cops were telling me. Because, again, I wasn't physically attacking the police or the mayor. I was being very civil. And I guess maybe you believe that a Chinese student in Tiananmen Square should have been turned into a speed bump by that T-2 Soviet red Chinese tank, huh?
No, but that's different than what you did. I think the red got you confused. You had on your red beret and your red track jacket suit, and you thought you could just be out there stunting and profiling. And that's why you got those cuffs on you.
Our number's 800-848-WABC. That's 800-848-9222.
Curtis and Ebony. The stories, the moments. The new midday show.
Up on the line, the law one.
77 WABC and the WABC radio app.
Come on, Ebony K. Williams Esquire. Do me a solid and represent me in criminal court. At one time, that was your favorite sport down in North Carolina.
Sure was. I enjoyed it immensely.
Let's quickly go to Steve in Connecticut. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC. Steve, shouldn't Ebony be representing me?
Absolutely. Ebony, I think this is a great opportunity for you to take a sour man, and the only way to change a sour man is put on some sugar.
Okay, Steve, so you think I should do him a solid and go down there on the 25th, free of charge, and represent Curtis in front of the judge?
Well, I didn't say free of charge. Now, there's other manners in which he could at least take you out for a nice breakfast in the morning and splurge for that, and then walk to court together.
Yeah, so maybe Curtis can buy my Greek yogurt for a couple of days. That'd be nice.
Yeah, rather than pay a big fat retainer, which all you attorneys want before you even acknowledge that the person exists.
Yeah, well, you know why that is? That's because once we're on the case, you can't just come off it. You know, then you're stuck for life.
Let's quickly go to Ina, who's calling from Brooklyn. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC. Ina?
Yes, hi. Good morning. I support you fully. And the reason why I'm calling is because I'm totally appalled at the mayor's actions of arresting you. And the reason why he's doing this is, I think, because politically you differ from him. You call him a Bolshevik, which he, in fact, is. Why is it a big secret that when he was younger, he was in El Salvador supporting the Sandinistas. Then when he got married, he was in Cuba. Fidel Castro himself welcomed him with open arms for his honeymoon there, which he stayed for about 2 to 3 months. Why is it a big secret?
Well, so in fact, Ina,
Ina,
I give you some inside information. I believe that he and Mrs. de Blasio, when they were honeymooning in Havana, actually met with Joanne Chesimard, a.k.a. Asada Shakur, who had killed the New Jersey trooper and fled to Cuba, where she was given sanctuary behind the sugarcane curtain of Fidel and Raul Castro.
Right. So he is a Bolshevik, like you always call him, and he probably doesn't like that, and he is using those same tactics.
I call it as I see it. He's a part-time mayor. I call him the dope from Park Slope. And where was he going this morning when I tried to serve him with papers?
After he woke up from his beauty nap, he was going to the Y to work out.
To work out in Park Slope and not roll into City Hall until about 11 o'clock. Now, you tell me, anyone in our city or suburban area that listens to us, they can afford to roll into work at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's about what time you came in, Curtis, because you were busy down there getting clink, clink, locked up in front of Gracie Mansion, I tell you.